Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Kevin Mitchell. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second, the shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third, the third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ty Gainey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gainey. The throw from Carter and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. One out. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walling for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Ashby drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foster out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knight moves to second. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gainey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Gainey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Nepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Walling moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baz bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Walling moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz is walked intentionally. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walling scores. Davis scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Tony Walker pinch runs for Jose Cruz. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Ashby moves to second. Ty Gainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gainey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gainey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Knepper bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-3 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Walker now playing center field. Ty Gainey now playing left field. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman pinch hits for Ron Darling. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dickie Thon pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Randy Myers now pitching. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon strikes out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baz is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to second. Doug Sisk now pitching. Tony Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Baz moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dickie Thon now playing shortstop. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.